Hello guys, welcome to the Blackspin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And guys, welcome to a brand new episode
day five.
Cinco, sign. That's all I know in five in other languages. In case you are hearing a lot of noise at the back, some clapping, some chit-chatting, we are actually in a different settings. Little different vibe.
Outside.
We're outside of the balcony.
Yeah, outside.
of like the media theater thing, whatever. Very nice
we're
view.
We're on the roof. It's a very nice
basically,
setting.
Yeah, very nice. It's giving aesthetics. It's giving IG. It's giving we're media.
Ambience.
It's giving. And also we have the one and only Tamani.
Although he's not here. But
although he's not really here, but he's here. So he's just,
he's
right next to us, but he's working. But he's going
to
be our little part-time audience whenever he's
one man audience.
Yeah, one man audience whenever he's hearing nonsense from us. Anyways, how are you, Eugene?
I'm good, Lucy. It's been a good day today.
Good day, yeah.
Two very good results.
Mm-hmm.
One not so good, but we'll get into that. But yeah, overall, very good day. And obviously, like, yeah, seeing people and connecting as well. Like,
yeah.
it's all been good. And the weather's been amazing.
Oh, like, I caught myself a nice tan today. I actually wish I was outside even more to catch, like, more of a tan as well. Because when I was in the show court, the media side kind of, like, covers, like, the sun. Basically, I wasn't feeling the sun as much.
Like, in shade.
Yeah. Mm. But I did on the first match, which is where we can actually start.
Madison Keys.
Madison Keys. I did catch my tan there. And that sun was beating my ass. Like, towards the end, I was like, all right, Keys, wrap this shit up. I need to go back. So the first match of the day was Madison Keys, Eastbourne champion. Another fantastic match from her. That was her second round. She played against Victoria Golubic.
Indeed, the qualifier from Switzerland.
Yes.
Who she lost to 2 years ago in the fourth round, I think it was.
I'm not sure what round, but yeah.
And her head-to-head, Golubic leads the head-to-head. So
yeah.
That was going to be, oh, it was always going to be a tough match in terms of the head-to-head anyway, but
yeah,
like you said, Keys is coming in hot off the Eastbourne title. And
yeah,
like,
she did say that playing against Golubic is always kind of like hard. She basically said that she's a tough opponent, like, for her and stuff. She started extremely strong. She took the first set, but then the second set, you know, Golubic broke right back and everything, but still energy dipped a little bit midway through the first set and everything, but like she had opportunity to break, and like at one point she basically could have like broken and serve and just be done with that first set, but she couldn't close it. But either way, she did so on the following game. But yeah, throughout that set, her, and even the match, to be honest, her first serves were really good. And she was hitting some very good corners. That's one thing that I actually noticed. But yeah, her strength was like amazing.
That's one thing that people always say, like, with Keys, like her power. Like
her power,
just,
yeah.
It's very easy
and
power.
I think during grass, that's when you really see it as well. On the second set, Golubic started hitting like way stronger then, and you can tell that Keys wasn't too sure how to respond to that. So like whenever she, like, Golubic was like hitting very aggressive, the ball always go to the net when Keys was hitting, but the her service game were longer compared to like the first set. So like Golubic's service game was longer,
yeah.
So it was always like, you know,
she was finding it more difficult,
yeah,
to hold
exactly,
yeah, yeah.
But either way, Keys were like returns were really good like throughout the match. Again, she pulled through and then she ended up bagging the match in straight sets. So again, hasn't dropped a set since Eastbourne, like you've been saying.
Love
as
that.
Well. But yeah, shout out to Keys. She played really well, great vibes, a lot of support from the Americans. I feel like this is Wimbledon, like this, hey, Americans. Like, I don't know, maybe because this obviously is our first time here, like, as
press,
media,
yeah.
So maybe, you know, actually, Tamani, you're here. Can I ask you a question real quick? Like, is there like a lot of Americans around, like, here?
They're always around,
okay.
Everywhere, around every corner.
Okay, all right. So thank you very much.
What Tamani said,
but
guys.
But hey, shout out to Americans though, because you know there's a lot of you guys indeed. That listen
they're
to us.
They're representing,
know?
Man.
Shout out to you guys. 100%. Shout out to you guys. But yeah, and speaking of American, like, you know, Keys being American yet playing so well on grass is very like interesting. Like, and she even spoke about it as well during press. So yeah, here's a snippet.
From the start, it just felt really natural. I feel like on clay, it kind of took a little while of figuring out what small adjustments to make in my game to make my game better on the surface versus on grass. It just has always felt really easy and natural, and it just immediately clicked.
Yeah, so that was Keys. That was actually a very fun press conference.
What did you make of it? Because that's the first time you've spoken to her. In press.
Yeah, it's actually the first time I spoke to her. It was very like very calm.
Yeah, she's quite like chill, isn't it?
Yeah, she's quite chill. And also the press wasn't full, even though she was like in the second biggest press room. It yeah. wasn't that full, so you know we were able to like ask more questions. I did ask her like you know how her wedding planning is going and stuff, and she was like basically I haven't really started, but I do have a wedding plan. And speaking of that, man, her ring was blinding my eye. God damn, that is a rock. Shout out to her husband to be. Like he did a good job there. That was a man. And Bjorn, I kind of feel like she was kind of hiding.
Bjorn Fantangelo.
Yeah.
ATP tour player.
ATP, ATP tour player. And I feel like she was kind of like trying to hide it. And it's like, yeah, please do that. That's gonna make me feel broke. But yeah, but shout out to Keys.
So who's she playing next?
Shoot, I didn't put that on my notes here, didn't I?
What's that? Who she's playing?
Who she's playing next?
Marta Kostyuk.
That's it. Thank you.
Of the Ukraine.
Of Ukraine, yeah.
And she's come through, pretty well. I mean, she did have a walkover. Badosa retired.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But she won the first set against Badosa 6-2, mm-hmm. and then it was one love up.
I mean, according to someone at the press, Badosa won, right? But shout out to Keys. Looking forward to her match. I think she's playing Sunday. She should be.
I don't know, to be honest. We've not checked.
To be fair, we don't have the order of play right now as well. So, yeah, so we'll see. But shout out to Keys. Up next, the next big match.
Probably the biggest story of the day, to be fair, I think.
I think that and Andy and Tsitsipas.
I think if Murray won, I think it would have been bigger. Tsitsipas is the seed. So like he was expected to win. Obviously, Murray was leading.
No, see, he was expected to win. But what happened last night?
Yeah, of course.
Do you get what I mean? And that's why I think it'll be a big story, because again, people are going to be talking about the fact that maybe the curfew was affected, and then Tsitsipas, and then is Andy, and also John, from Anything But Footy.
Yeah.
Podcast. Shout out to him. He did say that literally exactly 10 years ago today. Andy won his second slam.
Of that,
so I do think that's going to be a big story, but a massive story for us.
Indeed.
Is Christopher Eubanks, who played his second round today on court number one.
I should have asked him actually if this was the first time he's played on a like show or stadium court at a Grand Slam. Probably
outside of US Open, maybe. Yeah. Because US Open, I think he's played Arthur Ashe before.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I don't know.
I believe so. But do you remember Tamani by any chance?
I don't think he has, Lucy. But, yeah.
No, I think so only because of that, what's the name of the interview that I watched of him, TFO?
Oh, UTS.
UTS show. I think they were talking about it. They were talking about it, about him being on the court
anyway,
show.
But anyway, Eubanks, massive win, four-set mm-hmm. win against
Cam Nori,
the British world number 13. That was, you were there from start to finish for that.
Yeah, it was, I'm not going to lie, because you kept on asking me, like, who do you think is going to win? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know what? I was just scared to jinx it.
Of course.
But I knew that he had it in him to win it. But, the first set was tight. Both were serving, like, really well. But Nori had, like, more errors coming in. And then that gave, like, Eubanks to, like, break and stuff. And all he had to do was just hold and bag the first set, which is what he did. But one thing that stood out to me during that first set, you could see the massive improvement or like the change compared to his first match. Like, it was just crazy. Like, you'll think his first match was ages ago when actually the first match was just yesterday.
Yeah.
And you could literally, like, see that he was way much, like, he was more comfortable, more confident.
I just on that, it's funny because I was there from the start with you, and then I left, like, after the first set. I found it quite interesting how during the warm up, I thought Nori was like teeing off on the ball, like hitting the ball so hard when they were just practicing, like warming up. And I just felt that was a bit odd. But then I've
Do you think he was trying to?
I think there was like maybe a slight intimidation.
Yeah. Tactic. Maybe that's a good point.
Clearly, it didn't work.
I won't be surprised if Nori was going in thinking, oh yeah, this is going to be like a quick one, easy one.
Yeah, like because a lot of the balls are going long. So I was like, bro, like.
Relax.
You're meant to just be rallying, like you're warming up, like chill.
Yeah.
But yeah, to be fair to Eubanks, man, like you said, he took the opening set 6-3.
Yeah, he did.
He was serving really well.
He was
pretty solid from the back as well, with his ground strokes.
Yeah. But in terms of like the second set, like although like Nori started leading on that second set very easily, like most of the time his serving game were way longer than Eubanks. Yeah. So it was easier for Eubanks to like close, but with Nori it was just something else. But then obviously he lost the second set.
Do you think the pressure maybe got to Nori a bit, like being the Brit and like expectation of him by seeding and obviously being at home?
Definitely 100%. Yeah. I feel like all the Brits players kind of feel like that, or anyone who plays at their home country, especially like show court. And then on top of that, you're the last Brit player left. I mean, at that time, it was between him and Murray, because the Murray match was during the Eubanks and Finger match.
Liam Brody as
well. But I think Liam Brody already lost before he got on court, I believe.
Or
he didn't?
On, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so they knew, you know, the pressure was 100% on them, and now, you know.
Yeah.
And especially I feel like Brits fans are probably a little bit more harsher and things
definitely.
Like that. So.
But anyway, back to Eubanks.
Yeah, but back to Eubanks. Black Spin Global, not UK Spin Global. But yeah, so Eubanks picked it up on the following set and went back on job, broke Nori twice, the serve improved, and like the unforced errors declined. Like literally, he knew he messed up on that set, and the next set he just like, all right, let me just get back on job.
I think you tweeted about like basically, Nori is not doing anything special.
So, yeah,
it's just
and that's how I felt during that set and the final set.
Okay.
It was like, wow, like obviously Eubanks was leveling up, but as I was watching Nori, I was like thinking to myself, bro, you're not doing anything like crazy. Like, honestly speaking, the only thing, I feel like it was depending a lot just on his serve. And I think that is the biggest mistake that many players do on grass. For me personally, I feel like a lot of them just focus on that mainly, which I get. Like, I feel like on grass, once you're strong with your serves, you're good, basically.
Yeah,
or any surface, but grass is just different. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously you're not used to moving a lot on that surface as well, since it's so short and everything. But yeah, Nori was, honestly, I felt like he was doing the bare minimum, personally. He did hit some nice shots here and there, but it wasn't as consistent as Eubanks.
Yeah.
But yes, Eubanks broke. And it was very close, like very, very close.
In that fourth set, going to a tie break.
Yeah, it was very close. Went to deuce. But then Nori like served like a massive, like two massive big serves.
I also want to say Nori was up a break in that fourth.
Eubanks it was just crazy, and then broke back, and then the crowd was going crazy as well. And I was getting scared, I'm not going to lie. But in the end, you know, Eubanks did his thing. And then he won it.
Big scenes.
I mean, even at the end on court, like, he literally said this is like the biggest win of his career.
Yeah.
Even in press, he clarified it where he was just like, you know, it is the biggest win because, like, it's because of the call, the round, and where it
what
is.
What it
as
is,
well.
Exactly.
Like, everything all together. Also, during the match, towards like the last 3-4 games, or maybe the last set, something like that, Coco's parents pulled up.
Nice.
Because cool, obviously, the Eubanks and Goth family, like, they're pretty like, close
tight,
and stuff, yeah. Obviously, all from Atlanta.
They're
all like Atlanta and stuff. Yeah, so
Georgia.
So yeah, shout out to Eubanks, man. That was like incredible.
And who does he have next round? Christopher, another Christopher.
Yes,
Christopher O'Connell, which is a winnable match.
Let me double. Normally, I write down the
thing. It's definitely Christopher O'Connell. I've got it.
Oh,
here.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
I don't know. No, I was going to say he's a qualifier, but he isn't. He's a top 100 player. I don't know if they played each
Challenger event.
Who won that? You don't.
I believe he did. The opponent.
Okay, O'Connell. Okay.
I believe he did. Yeah, and well, I think that was either last year or 2 years ago. But so when I saw that, I was like,
"Well, that was then.
Eubanks.
This is now."
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm
Eubanks
saying.
Is coming in hot.
This is different. He's coming in hot. He just won a title. And I feel like the more he plays, like he gets even like more comfortable. Yeah. But most importantly, he gets like more like confident as well.
Like impressed. I think he's a really good speaker. And yeah, always gives really good, like, insightful and thoughtful answers.
Yeah. At one point, he was actually having like a discussion about like, you know, his performance. Funny enough, friend of the pod, Tamani, actually asked him about it, our guy, about like, you know, how has it been for him? Like, obviously, beginning of the year when he was losing some of like the tournaments, like the matches and stuff, and where he is now and how has that affected like his confidence, and yeah, so here's his answer.
Well, I mean, I started off the year playing pretty well. I mean, I qualified into Auckland and won a round, losing to Gofan, and then got my second Grand Slam main draw win in Australia. So like, I got to, things started off pretty good, but I think I started to inch closer to 100, and I think I sat about 102 for about 2 or 3 weeks, and those were the weeks that I didn't play well in Mexico. I don't even think I won a set, and typically, like, if I lose, I can get a set. I can serve well enough to get one set. And I lost in straight sets 2 weeks in Mexico, knowing that each match would probably put me over that threshold of being top 100. And then I began to kind of find my form again in Indian Wells, losing to Marta in three. But even after the match, I said, okay, that feels a little bit more like myself. To think of how far I've come since then, since kind of being really, really down in the dumps, to now, it's like, feels like it was so long ago. It feels like I'm a totally different person. My game is in a totally different place, and I think my confidence is way, way in a different place.
So, yes, that was Eubanks, and he's actually, I didn't think he'll be playing tomorrow. I thought he'll be playing after tomorrow.
Incredible.
I cannot, yo, these delays and stuff has got a girl confused as fuck.
I think everybody,
like, I don't even know what is going on anymore. So yeah, but shout out to Eubanks. He is, actually, we do have the order of play. I said earlier that we don't. Oh, look, Tsitsipas.
He
walked past. I'm surprised he didn't walk past with his brother, though. I swear they just played doubles. Are you going to Marnie? Press? Maybe? Ask him about Badoso?
Stop it.
Shout out to Eubanks. Looking forward to his match. And last but not least, we have...
Mikel.
Yesterday's victory. Our champ. But still a victory, because what he did is still epic.
Yeah, it's massive. It's significant, definitely.
Still probably just the way Eubanks said that today was his biggest win of his career. I believe for him yesterday, that was definitely his biggest win of his career.
He's pretty much said that.
So today he played against...
Daniel Elihai Galan of Colombia.
Yes.
Colombia.
Hey, shout out to Colombia. Still trying to hit them places. So it was a tough match, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah,
you
watch a lot of it. How was it?
Where to start, Lucy? obviously we both started on Eubanks. So I was on number one with you for a while. And then again, Emma came on literally at the start of that first, or in the middle of that first set. So then I disappeared to go and catch Emma. It was on court 17, which is like one of the smaller courts. So seating was pretty much non-existent. But I did manage to find like a spot like in the corner, which happened to be like basically behind Emma's like coach and like his team, I guess. So his one of his guys recognized me and was like, yeah, come and sit behind, which I did. And at that point, I think it was 2-1. And Emma, I think he'd just got broken back. So 2-1, back on serve. And he was like irritated, basically, like obviously just been broken. And I was basically trying to tweet, like just to say, oh yeah, now I'm caught watching Emma post a picture to our Twitter page. He comes over to his like team and he's like, oh, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, cause he speaks in English, even though he's Swedish, he speaks to like his team in like English. So he was like, kind of like, I'd say having a go, just, yeah, showing a bit of like, I don't know. And he then like looked at me and was like, bro, if you're going to sit in the box, like get off the phone, like show some respect. Lucy, I was like lost for words. Like literally, I was big gulp. I was like,
oh my God.
Put the phone away. Of course I did. And I didn't even say anything. I just put my hand up and was like, yeah, like, and then like, yeah, his guy, like basically tapped me on the leg to say, oh, like, don't worry about it, it's fine. And I've watched a lot of Emma, so I know like how he is, like on court, and like how he can kind of not lose it, but like, yeah, get a bit aggy. So, but it was an experience to kind of get it firsthand. But yeah, it's like, I don't want to say it's part and parcel, but I guess that's kind of what you get if you are sitting in the player's box, like, because they're so zoned in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like any little thing could potentially throw them off. And like, I didn't want to, yeah, be responsible like for like throwing him off his game. So I was like, you know what, I need to get out of here pretty quickly. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to sit here for the first set and then I'm going to kick. So that's exactly what I did. And he did lose that set, that opening set, unfortunately.
So Eugene, was it your fault?
Don't say that.
Nah.
But yeah, it was, I mean, that's never happened to me before. And like, it's not something I'm proud of, but like, yes, it's.
Hey,
it's,
nah, listen, like you said, we know how he is. Obviously he gets like really, really, really emotional during his matches and stuff. And, obviously, after yesterday, you know, he probably felt the pressure more. And yeah, I'm pretty sure if he saw you again, it would be like pretty cool. Unfortunately, there was no conference,
no group press. No, I think just press, one individual that was requested.
But in terms of his match, it looks like his serves were like a bit down compared to like his other matches.
But just quickly as well, like on the match, so it was another five setter, and obviously
he played five sets
the day before. Mm-hmm. So to come back and do that again, like physically, that's tough.
It's a lot,
and like that's going to take a lot out of you.
100%.
And I think Galan played a four setter in his previous round. So, and to be fair, Galan was. I thought, Lucy, and I was tweeting this as well, like, I thought Galan was cooked, like, in terms of physically, because he called the trainer, I think it was in the third set, and took a long, like, time out. Or not time out, but just a time away from court. And that was after Emma won the second set. And I thought that was, like, a tactic maybe to try and delay. Or not delay, but, like, throw Emma off. Did it work? Maybe, because, yeah, he did take that third set, and then Emma took the fourth. And then it went into a fifth. And then obviously we know what happened. Emma lost that fifth set. I think it was 6-1 in the end. But yeah, I mean, like I said today as well, today was very hot. Like it was 29 degrees
at one point. Today, yeah.
Like, so conditions were tough. But I think overall, like obviously to kind of looking at like the, well, to look at the bigger picture, like you said, Emma got a massive win against Fritz, first top 10 win. That's going to give him some confidence, obviously do his ranking some good as well.
Yeah.
So it's been a good Wimbledon for him. Of course, we'd be disappointed not to progress further because that was a winnable match today. But
yeah, but compared to before.
Yeah, it wasn't to be. So yeah, we go again. And yeah, I look forward to seeing him in the US.
For sure.
Not that I'll be there, but. Yeah. I'll stay away from his box. That's one thing for sure.
You are banned from that box. But yeah, okay, cool. And that's really it for today.
That is actually it. There have been some doubles matches.
Oh yeah, true. There have been some doubles matches. But yeah. So shout out to Taylor
Towns and Leila Fernandez, six seeds.
Six seed.
Got
today.
A straight sets win against Alicia Parks, Sossis.
Yeah.
And is it Peyton Stearns? I think they're partnering up.
I think so, yeah. I think that's the only doubles match that...
Stevens also played today.
No, I mean, that's the only doubles match that where they won.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, but either way, shout out to everyone. I didn't really... Obviously, slam's the only time where you see everyone playing all sorts of things. Doubles, I think, for example, Layla is even playing mixed doubles, which is interesting. But yeah, so yeah, shout out to Taylor. They did well during...
What's tomorrow's order of play looking like?
So, tomorrow order of play, unfortunately, we don't have anyone on the show courts. Boo.
Fix up Wimbledon.
Boo. Come on, Wimbledon. Because I expected this match, which is Francis versus Dimitrov,
the temp seed versus the 21st seed.
To be on the show court.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I think you, but to be fair, when I look at who are playing on the show courts, I get it. You know, we have two finalists. We have...
Anyway.
Three, four, like, Grand Slam winners. Do you get what I mean? Basically, you know what I'm saying?
It makes sense.
But, yeah. Either way, on number two court, the third match on that court is Francis Tiafoe versus Dimitrov. I am really looking forward.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Extremely looking forward for that match.
Weather permitting.
It should be going well. On court 12, the second match of that court is Keys versus Kostyuk. Listen, I've been... One of my friends was making fun of me. They'd be like, yo, the way you're saying the name on the podcast is ridiculous. Oh, so, guys, as of today, I'm no longer saying the name.
Stop it. Don't say that.
Because that is just ridiculous. And then at the same time of that match, actually, that's where we have Eubanks versus Canel, but on court 18. Went from court 1 to court 18. Come on, man.
Court 18, though, is a decent court.
It's a decent court. It's all right, I guess. Yeah, and I believe that's it.
That's that.
Eubanks is playing doubles tomorrow, later in the day with Wolf. He's teamed up with Wolf.
JJ Wolf.
So, yeah, he's going to have that. But, yeah, how do you feel about... Oh, Ashley, excuse me. The girls are starting tomorrow. And guess who's playing tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Our girl, Clairvy Ngunu.
Shouts out.
She is actually seeded second. And yeah, she's playing tomorrow on court 9. Third match on that court. Nice. So yeah, that will actually be our first time seeing them there. Kirko and Pegula are also playing their first matches tomorrow. Doubles. Of course, so court 17 in the morning. And I believe, if I am not wrong, apologies if I've forgotten anyone, this is it. How do you feel about only having Keys left
in the women's draw? It's a bit mad, I'm not gonna lie, but
yeah,
at the same time, like, yeah, she's played well at Eastbourne, so it's not a massive surprise to see her, like, going into a second week.
Yeah.
What about you?
I wish there was more.
Of course, yeah.
I really wish there was more. You know, I'm here for my girlies. But, yeah, I think for me, to be honest, I didn't... With Keys not playing that much, she didn't play any tournaments before, even Eastbourne. She's literally been MIA. It was a bit rocky for us beginning of the year. She was ill, she had injuries. I didn't even think that, you know, she'll be killing it like this, but I'm glad that she is. It's been a while since she's been doing like this well again on grass, so the fact that she was able to pick it up, maybe she just needed that break to just be back on drop again. But either way, I'm really happy.
I'm excited though, like, in terms of on the men's side, and like, look,
oh yeah,
seeing Eubanks get this win, think, and like, yeah, his run now. Obviously, TFO's still there as well, like, so it's still exciting.
So
of course, it would have been nice to see more on the women's
more
side.
More on the women, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we got this.
Indeed.
So yeah, guys, we will catch you tomorrow.
For day six.
Day six.
Mad.
Can't believe it.
So crazy.
I feel like I've been here for 20 days. You might as well just
sleep here, to be fair.
Honestly speaking, yo, Wimbledon, you guys need to hook up. Major with like like a bedroom team, like, to get what I mean, because man lives like 1 hour and 20 minutes away.
I'm trying to go home, but anyway,
listen, I live 1 hour and 20 minutes away. If the amount of sleep that I can save by is just sleeping,
I'm trying to go home,
mate. I do not mind, but yeah, but thanks guys, remember to check our socials for daily updates. We've been getting a lot of message and love for our actual updates and stuff, so thank you guys so much for listening, tweeting. I feel like this is the closest we've been to our followers and listeners.
And
I hope this keeps on going, even after Wimbledon, like, for real, this has actually been extremely fun, and we're still here, we're gonna keep on going
indeed. So yeah guys, until next time, thank you.